You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Let's go into the newsroom and see what's going on. Shelly's here with news right now.
Mm-hmm. And it includes the government just sold an album. And do you have pineapples on your swimsuit? Because there's meaning behind that, apparently. But first, the CDC issued some new guidelines, and they're now saying that they do actually recommend indoor mask mandates, even for fully vaccinated people in areas experiencing spikes in COVID-19 cases. The agency is also urging everyone in K-12 schools to wear a mask when they return to class, regardless of vaccination status. These new recommendations do mark a change, of course, for the agency after they said just back in May that fully vaccinated people didn't need to be wearing masks in most settings. And it does come because of the highly contagious Delta coronavirus variant, which has driven surges of the virus across the country and now comprises about 83% of the cases nationwide. New research also shows that the variant can be spread by those who are fully vaccinated. The guidance is only a recommendation at this point. They left the final call up to the state and local officials. Ted on your side asked what this means for us here in Virginia, and specifically locally. We've got several cities around here that are on the CDC dashboard to be at risk for high spread. And that includes Virginia Beach, Portsmouth, Suffolk, Newport News, and Chesapeake. All of those cities are in the high risk for community spread. Hampton is at substantial risk. Norfolk is at moderate. According to Wavy.com, Virginia has yet to release information on any new or updated coronavirus restrictions in response to the CDC's updated guidance. The health department says they're reviewing the recommendation.
They say anything there about what kind of mask?
Yeah.
In the story, because I had seen this come down, and they were like, it needs to be medical grade.
Yeah.
This cloth stuff is not getting it, not cutting it.
They were talking about that somewhere yesterday. I remember hearing it. It might have been a report on 13 News Now in the Morning or something where they may recommend a better mask.
Like N95s for everybody.
But there's nothing specific on that in the CDC's guidance.
CDC thing,
yeah, I'm not seeing that specifically there. However, with those N95s, this dude out of Houston is facing up to 5 years in prison after he was found guilty in a face mask scheme he tried to pull off last year. Mm-hmm. He is 56-year-old Ariel Doolittle. He pleaded guilty this week after the scheme where he said he had 50 million 3M N95 respirator masks.
Wow.
He actually set up a deal to sell them to the government of Australia, except he didn't actually have the masks. And thankfully for, you know, the Australian government, the transaction was disrupted before he received the more than $317 million that they were paying for the masks.
Wow.
Sentencing for this dude is now set for October 25th. 5 years in federal prison and up to a $250,000 fine is what he's looking at. He will remain in custody until the hearing.
Jeez.
Yeah.
How do you think you're going to get away with this?
Where
are you going to hide? Where do you? What goes on here?
Gonna take the
getting lost in the chaos? Is that what's happening?
Going to take the $317 million and then go where? Not Australia. Not the United States.
Nowhere in the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, right? Well, meanwhile, internationally, someone who has dealt with COVID, the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, spoke on camera not about, you know, previous symptoms or lockdowns or anything, but instead about his dog's romantic urges.
You have to worry about his romantic urges.
Not so much. Not yet.
No. My dog is headless. He's on people's legs.
His dog, hopeless.
Oh,
definitely.
Wow.
Likes humping people's legs.
Well, he's, yes, of course. Yeah, my dog loves a good leg.
Yes.
So do I.
Meanwhile, we did get the breaking news yesterday that Simone Biles was out of the team finals at the Olympics. The latest is that she's going to be evaluated daily to see if she's able to participate in the individual events next week. She withdrew from the women's team gymnastics final at the Tokyo Olympics yesterday, citing mental health concerns as she attempts to protect her body and mind. She told reporters yesterday,
"It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I think just as a whole, it's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are.
Yeah, she said whenever you get in a high stress situation, you kind of freak out. That's what the 24-year-old told reporters. I have to focus on my mental health and not jeopardize my health and well-being. So they're taking a mental rest day. The entire Team USA gymnastics team taking a mental rest day today.
Probably a good idea.
Now, also with the games, as in past years, former SNL star Leslie Jones turned her TikTok into a series of commentaries as she watches the games. In one video, she watched the swimmers. She commented,
"Yeah, I was just finna say, like, swimmers are so thin. They like thin and flat, like almost like platypuses. You know what I'm saying? Look at the shape of these bodies. Dude, he need a sandwich with a gang of mayonnaise and cheese on it. Seriously, man. How's he not floating on top of the water like a floaty? I mean, and do they have any hair on their body? Probably not, right?"
Now, these videos are described as hilarious, like the one where she, that's the description I saw next to it. Hilarious, yeah. Videos from Leslie Jones.
Uh-huh. You think they're overselling a little bit? Is it a little clickbait for you?
Yeah, just a bit. Like the one where she talked about Simone Biles.
So from what I'm finding out is that she withdrew because of, that she might have been injured or something like that. Let me explain something to y'all. Whatever happened, whatever she decided to do, let me tell you something about this girl. This girl had been through hell. She didn't won medals injured. She has faced sexual abuse, okay? So if anybody come on my feed and talk about how tough you need to be, I swear to God, I'm going to put four of these foots in your ass. Do you understand? Because half you can't even wear a mask.
Again,
well, I kind of agree with that one, but yeah.
Again, though, described as hilarious. Hilarious commentary.
She doesn't do anything for me. I keep waiting for her to break out into something, like to morph into something else, because all I hear is the girl from Supermarket Sweep, and all she does is yell, and I have to turn my TV down. Now, maybe I'm the little old man looking for the remote at this point. Okay, I'll acquiesce to that. But by the same, it's like a kind of a one-trick pony in a sense that here comes the joke.
Yeah.
Yelling. Not my deal.
The hilarious got me. Just the fact that they described it as hilarious.
No, yeah. Let me play some hilarious stuff for you. Let me get some Bert Kreischer up here.
Yeah, there you go.
Or Tom Segura. I'll show you hilarious.
Right. Yes. Well, elsewhere, this is kind of hilarious. The United States government just sold an album, like a music album. It is the one-of-a-kind Wu-Tang Clan album that was once purchased for millions by the Pharma Bro. This dude just came up on the show for some reason yesterday. I forget why, but
Martin Screlly,
it was sold after being seized by the U.S. government, as reporters explained.
The government has sold the unique Wu-Tang Clan album, forfeited by the convicted hedge fund manager Martin Screlly. The sole copy of Once a Time in Shaolin was sold earlier today. It was previously ordered to be forfeited as a substitute asset in connection with the close to $7.4 million forfeiture judgment against Screlly. Proceeds will satisfy the outstanding balance, but the exact amount was not revealed. Back in 2017, Screlly, a former drug company CEO, was found guilty of deceiving investors in two failed hedge funds he had run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was convicted in 2018 for securities fraud. A confidentiality clause in the sale contract protects information about the buyer and price. But as you heard, $7.4 million forfeiture judgment against Screlly.
Right, but we don't know if the sale of the album actually covered all of that.
True.
We know it went toward it.
Yes, we do.
But it may have covered it, but they won't tell us who bought it or how much they paid. I hate the tease bait.
I know,
that.
Right?
I want to know stuff.
Well, we do know that.
Maybe Leslie Jones know how much it
cost. Yelling at you.
Yes.
We do know he played the album while talking about it and tried to sell it on eBay to avoid forfeiting it as a part of his sentence. Mm-hmm. Now, back here, 13 News Now has a report on the Mortons. There are a couple out of Suffolk who have come up with a new product called Lock Green TM.
What's that?
A marijuana container designed to prevent you from being charged for having an open container.
Interesting.
Lock Green's actually the name of the company, and WVEC.com says the container is the first product that they're offering. It comes in two sizes. Both are lockable. They're smell-proof, water-resistant boxes, and they're designed to hold your cannabis. The box has the type of seal needed to avoid permissive inference. which is the assumption that a judge or jury makes when a person has been using marijuana due to the presence of an open container. So it's got the lock on it for you.
Yeah.
The boxes are going on sale in Virginia. Each one comes with a limited edition design that highlights the aspects of marijuana legalization that consumers care about. Social justice, natural medicine, economic opportunity, and personal freedom. The small box costs about $45. The big one about $55. You can pre-order them at the Lock Green website if you're interested.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I know.
Brilliant. It's got to come from somewhere.
Go a couple out of Suffolk coming out with
this. We're still trying to figure out how this is all going to work.
Yeah.
Although I did see on my Facebook feed the other day, somebody showed up, put up a picture of their plants coming along nicely.
Oh.
Yes. I could see that. Give me a couple of those leaves and I'll make a nice caprese out of it.
Right.
I'll put it between a balsamic and, between the mozzarella and the tomato. Come on.
It does have a lovely smell to it. Mm-hmm. I've always thought that. But
it does. Yeah. Some better than others. Yeah.
Yeah, the skunk, not so much. But meanwhile, hotel managers at the Clarendon Hotel and Spa in downtown Phoenix say that they are Arizona's first cannabis-friendly hotel. When are we going to start seeing these pop up here? Part of the hotel includes cannabis sleeping rooms where guests can partake in edibles, flower, and vape. The chef there, very important job at the cannabis hotel. The chef explained,
as a chef, I think the best way for us to bring that education across is through the vehicle of food, because everyone speaks that language. And so that's what we're doing. That's what we're trying to be, is cannabis culture, not stoner culture. We're trying to showcase the wellness of cannabis in a way that everyone can relate to.
And, you know, as a part of my honeymoon, we did stay at a Bud and Breakfast.
How does that work?
Because it was in Colorado, which was the, legal spot, Denver, actually, legal spot at the time.
Yeah.
And they just had pot out everywhere. You could just walk anywhere and pick up a bong or a bowl, which makes me sound like such a stoner. And I didn't even smoke pot. I've been okay with it. It just gives me anxiety and I don't enjoy the feeling from smoking pot.
So why did you go?
There may have been another party interested
in it,
but also I will say, yeah. I did smoke a lot of it back in the day. Like I did, yeah. Like that, high school was a fun time. So to me, it was kind of like, this was like living a little bit of a dream that I had, as a kid, as a teenager. Like I can actually go and do this legally, and I can go, like, it was still cool and it was interesting and entertaining.
Is it in like candy jars or what's going on?
No, they literally just had, they did have some set up in like these big glass jars that you could pick up.
Yeah, yeah. How does it work? Bud and breakfast. Do you get some weed with your room key or?
Yeah, like literally every second you're invited to smoke at any point, anywhere. And the meals that the chef cooked were amazing. Like we woke up to the breakfast was like Nutella French toast.
Yes. covered in fiery Doritos.
And that was just like the first thing that they had. Like, and it just got better from there. I mean, it was like, mm-hmm. It was amazing. And we happened to be staying there the night that some CEO of some weed company decided they were going to have their Christmas party.
Oh, wow. So they went to this place?
Yeah. And we were the only people staying there. They didn't cancel us because it was our honeymoon, so they let us stay there.
How cool.
And they invited us to their party and stuff.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
Yeah. And then they were sad when we were like, no, we're gonna go up to our room. It's our honeymoon and stuff.
Yeah,
we're
right. We do have some things planned.
Be up there. And they were like, no, stay and hang out with us. And they had like bands playing and stuff. It was pretty cool.
That's pretty fun.
It was definitely an adventure. So
what you're saying is you've seen this up close.
And it was fun. It was a great time. So I totally get why they would have this in Arizona. And I'm surprised, we haven't seen this opening up here yet.
We have a problem with it has to be done in a private residence, isn't it? Isn't that what it has to be?
Yes.
So somehow or another, what you're going to have to do is form a club of some kind, is my guess.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of a private club where you'll pay a membership fee and you'll get a card and that. Well,
we had talked about the bar that opened up inside of Queens Green, the canna bar opened up. So,
it's happening.
Yes.
It is happening. Yes.
Although there is a report from wavy.com this morning that even though recreational marijuana is legal in Virginia, renters might still be at risk. And we've heard about this with like public housing too.
Because you don't own the house.
Yeah.
Didn't think about that. I was on the beach the other day, and there was a whole group of people smoking big time. And it's like, I'm thinking to myself, you know that's not legal, right? I mean, they can bust you for that.
Yeah.
And I was, I don't care, but I was with another couple, and he's allergic to smoke, so it's crushing him.
No, but it's like, don't mess this up for everybody else.
Yes. I think it was just, I don't think they were being rude. I think they were just being, they just didn't know. I think some people think this is just wide open.
Yeah. Do it where you want, however you want.
And if you're in the military, it's a jackpot. You can't.
Yeah.
You still can't. And don't get yourself arrested.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Know the rules before you launch into this, because I really don't want to mess it up for everybody else.
truly it.
Around here today, we do have scattered showers and thunderstorms. A chance for them coming in after 2 o'clock. Mostly sunny skies otherwise. Highs into the 90s. A chance for some rain tonight. 72 is your low. Sunny and 90 for tomorrow. Right now, we're at 77 degrees. And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
All right, great.